The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Javes Hardy and the Hardy Siding System. Add value, appeal, and protection to your home with the Hardy Siding System.
I'm a hard-working man. Working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
That's the number to call to get in on the show. 281-496-5711. Starting hour number two of a three-hour edition of Home Show Radio. Be with you today until 11. Got all kinds of football games going on. Everybody's going to have a maybe stay at home. I don't know. You're going to do barbecues and stuff. It's a beautiful day out. This is the kind of day you want to go outside. Bring your TV outside and Wi-Fi it. I don't know if you can do that. I have no idea. When I say that stuff, people go, what's he talking about? He doesn't know his stuff. No, I just got a new stereo in my 96 Bronco. I had a new one in. It had Bluetooth. Every time I get in trying to hook up the Bluetooth, it's an adventure for me. And sometimes I'm successful. As last night when I was going home, I was not so successful because I upgraded my phone. It said, you need to upgrade. I said, sure, I'll upgrade. Luckily, I didn't get a virus. And now I don't know how to use it. It all changed on me. So it's going to be months before I figure out how to accept a call. So if you call me on my cell phone, I don't know if I'll answer or not because I don't know how. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
I bought a house. It's 1944, built in 1944. It's a Pyramidium home in Houston. And okay. I'm doing some renovations on it. Specifically, I'm at the point where I'm ready to insulate the home, and I had a couple questions about insulation choices for a home, you know, that old. Inside the house, like the walls, the exterior walls have like wood cladding that's pretty. It's not damaged. It's pretty well good. And what I was thinking was, well, maybe I shouldn't pull that out and do something like spray foam in there. Maybe I should do something like cellulose or something like that.
Okay.
In the attic, it looks like they had a job done in the attic once before, and it was a cellulose material up there. So I'm thinking about doing that in exterior walls, but it wasn't done in the exterior walls. So I'm trying to understand maybe why that wasn't done.
Okay.
And then underneath the house, obviously I need to insulate that. And so I was reading about closed-cell insulation, and it seems like the perfect application there. So,
okay, here's what I want you to do, Mike. I understand where you're going. You're reading all this stuff, and you're getting all this propaganda. Never use cellulose.
Yep.
Don't use it. It's okay. Ground-up cardboard.
Okay.
It has borates in there, which is it's used in rat poison. It keeps it from starting on fire. It's a fire retardant. Fire retardant materials are very bad for people. It creates a bad atmosphere for inside your home. So let's not put any more cellulose. Just cross that off the list. That wood you're talking about is called shiplap. If you start tearing that off, you're going to destroy the structure of the house because back in the 40s, they didn't use headers and things. That shiplap is actually the structure. So don't mess with that at all, and don't fill it with foam. Okay, so the walls, I don't want you to do anything, and that's why nobody ever did it. Because it's not doable and makes sense. And you're going to tear the house up, and you could make it a real problem for yourself, and it's not going to do you a bit of good. When you're dealing with insulation products, and I'm sticking with the wall right now, you're dealing with an R value. Building materials create an R value. Right now, your R value consists of shiplap on the inside, shiplap on the outside of a 2x4 wall. Okay, so now you have 3/4-inch wood, 3/4-inch wood, and you've got about a 3.5 to 4-inch airspace in between. All of those have an R value. Then on the outside, you haven't really told me, but you probably have some kind of siding put on the home too. And that's going to create
right.
an
it's
R value
siding.
Already. Right. So it's got vinyl siding, did you say?
It is, but I'm replacing that as well. It's all in damage.
Okay, well, what are you going to put on Hardy?
Yeah, I'm going to do Hardy, yep.
Okay, so when you do the Hardy, you're going to use a Tyvek house wrap, which is going to give you an insulated quality too. It's also going to be a moisture barrier. and you're going to put the hardy on. So now you got all these building materials. You're already adding it up to about an R9 or so. So just leave the walls alone. Don't try to put foam in there. You're going to cause a problem you're never going to get rid of, and it's going to make the house, and it's not going to help the house any. And you're not going to see, only 13% of the heat gain on a house down here comes through the walls. You're not going to see a huge amount of difference on your electric bill, especially with electric prices. You're probably talking about $5 a month or something. Don't even get into it. Underneath the house, and this is the reason the house lasted so many years, because it stayed dry. If you start insulating underneath the house, you're going to end up with more problems too. But here's the good news, so I don't want you to lose sleep over it. And I'm going to tell you what to do in a minute to get your house, you know, energy under control. But under the house, there's no heat gain. So in the summertime, no matter what you do under there, it does zero for you. Okay, it's just no advantage to it at all. The only advantage you'll get is maybe a cold day in the winter. And the savings, you just turn your heat on and put some slippers on, you're fine. But the house will stay, the structure will stay dry, and it's going to last another 44 years. So just don't do anything under there at all. Now, your attic is where the heat comes through. So you know you have the sun, that's our heater. It heats it up in the summertime, and that's where you get your greatest savings. So you have cellulose up there now. You can have a vacuum truck pull it out if you want. I don't know if I'd go to that expense. But go ahead and get to an R30, which is about 16 inches of insulation, and use a formaldehyde-free fiberglass. It does not have fire retardants because it's a glass fiber, so it is a fire retardant material in itself, so they don't have to add chemicals to it. So a formaldehyde-free fiberglass about 16 inches up there is going to be of great benefit to you. Make sure if you have attic ventilation that you keep it open around the edges, your soffit vents. And if you don't have a ridge vent, when you do a roof, put a ridge vent on, you're going to be fine. Now, here's the one thing that you might want to invest in, and it's still going to be cheaper than all this other stuff you're going to do, is spray the underside of the roof decking in the attic with a radiant barrier paint. So your attic is taken care of, and 80% of the heat that comes into your home that you have to pump out with your air conditioner comes through the attic. So you've just hit a big chunk of it. The structure of the house is going to maintain itself. Everything's going to stay dry. You can do things like energy-efficient light bulbs. You can get into things such as energy-efficient appliances and so on and so forth like that, and really cut your what we call your phantom load down. And your house is going to be great, and you're not going to end up tearing it up for no reason. And that's why I want you to step back and quit reading all the propaganda online because it's all sales stuff.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Did you get all that?
I did.
Okay. I know I have to talk fast on the radio. You call me back if you missed anything or you have any questions. Concentrate on the attic. Formaldehyde-free fiberglass. Forget the cellulose and all those other products. No foam. Leave your shiplap alone. Forget about underneath the house. Get some nice slippers and for those three cold days out of the year. And just concentrate on other things. Your house will be very nice. It's very cool to live in an old house. I had a 100-year-old house in Lake Placid in New York, and it was it's a great way to live, and it's a very healthy environment in those older homes, believe it or not. It doesn't have all the chemicals and stuff the new homes have today.
Nice. Well, definitely be calling you back. So
I can tell you got a lot ahead of you, but I want you to do good stuff. I don't want you to do what I call dumb money. Dumb money is spending money on things that aren't going to pay you back. I want you to fix a house up. I want you to have beautiful showers. I want you to have a bidet seat in your bathroom. Your master bathroom is going to be for a king. I want your kitchen to be wonderful. You got a lot of fun stuff you're going to do with that house, I bet. So let's concentrate on the stuff that makes your life a better life when you go home.
Yep.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. I can tell you're a young man and you just bought yourself a new project. I like that. I like the young folks. Some of them are a little twisted, but we'll get them in line. I'm dealing with them tomorrow. I got a whole bunch of them coming to class tomorrow. Going to change their lives. We're going to make young men into mature men. We're going to show them what it's like to work, what it's like to get a paycheck, what it's like to go home proud when you go with that nice paycheck, what it's going to like to, like we just talked to Mike, he's going to have a home that he owns. And your family and everything else. You go home every night. It's your sanctuary. It's where you want to be. Sometimes it's not all about, hey, let's insulate. Sometimes it's about, I want a beautiful kitchen because I want to come home and I want to cook some really good food for myself and my family. That's the kind of stuff that life's about. So enjoy your life. It's not all about saving a penny. You don't spend $100 to save five. That's dumb money. And anybody in the investment industry will tell you that. All right, George and Mike, we're going to get to you next. But right now, I've got to take a quick little sidetrack down Certified Home Show Pro Lane. and talk about concrete that's getting bussed up and going to the dump. Boy, that's exciting. Yes, busted up concrete. It's got some rebar sticking out of it, you know, and you're dumping it in a trailer. What do you do with that? I can tell you how to get some money for it. Might not be you're not going to be $1 million. You're not going to be like the Bitcoin guy that's got $220 million in Bitcoins you can't get to because he forgot his password. But you got a trailer full of old concrete and steel that you can get some money for, and you got to take it somewhere. So why don't you take it somewhere that's going to benefit not only you, but other people, in fact, the entire society we live in, because that's Cherry Companies. Cherry Companies takes that concrete. And in fact, they have 13 recycle locations around town. I'll tell you how to get to them in a minute, and I won't show you, but I'll tell you. It's radio. On TV, I could show you. But here, I will tell you, but what are they going to do with it? I'll tell you what they want. They want as much as they can get because they're going to bust it up into certain sizes. They're going to fill those train cars. I say that kind of fun because it's going to be the back of trucks. But my grandfather used to have a breaker for coal, and they would fill those train cars up with 3-inch, 2-inch, 1-inch, 4-inch, everything unified, and it would fall right into the right car. Well, with Cherry Companies, they put it in the right pile, and it goes into the back of a giant truck that delivers it to the job site. They use it for all kinds of things, building roads around the sides of roads, retaining walls. They do all kinds of stuff with it, and they want your old concrete. So if you're a young man, woman, doing a project, you're busting up some concrete, you're putting in new patios, you're putting in a gazebo or whatever, you got to get rid of the old before you put in the new, you're remodeling that old house that's 44 years old, well, if it has concrete you're pulling out, might be a driveway, get rid of it and make some money. Go to cherrycompanies.com/recycle. Cherrycompanies.com/recycle. And I hope the guys in the business who might be listening to the show, I don't know if you do, but if you do, there's money there for you too. They don't care if you're a homeowner or if you're a business person that does concrete driveways for a living. You probably already know about it. If you don't, you need to learn about it. Cherrycompanies.com/recycle. I bet you for you old timers, you'll find someone young on your crew that has a phone. They can look up the closest location to when you're doing your job, and you take it over there and you get some money for that concrete from Cherry Companies.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards, a certified home show pro.
Abacus Plumbing. Finally, plumbing professionals you can count on.
Concrete Raising Corporation. Save your sidewalk, save your driveway, save your money. For cracked, broken windows, mirrors, or glass showers, call Glass Doctor. They fix your pain.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. All right, let's talk to George. George, you're on Home Show Radio. Hello, George.
Yes, I'd like to order a large with sausage and pepperoni and extra.
Oh, nice, George. Well, if you can. And you can ruin your life and have a heart attack, too. All right, let's see here. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Doing a great job. Sure appreciate the show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm looking to buy a house built in the mid-70s, and the inspector says the gas plumbing is all copper, not the code.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be in copper. That's true.
How long has the code been changed?
I don't know. Here's the reason behind it, Mike, so you understand it. Sometimes when you understand a problem, it doesn't seem as serious as when sometimes people give you certain bits and pieces. In our gas here in the Houston area, they put something in there to give it a smell. So if you have a gas leak in your home, you smell it. Because natural gas naturally has no smell at all. And some of you call it the rotten egg smell, that kind of thing. It's a very particular smell. And when they did that, that chemical would not react to the copper well. And inside the copper, you get these little black flakes, very, very fine. And so it could move down the way and clog up a gas valve, say, in your water heater. So your water heater wouldn't, the pilot light would go out, and then you'd have a little maintenance issue to deal with. So that was the problem. Now, it's been in that house for a long time. Is it going to blow up? Is it going to be a horrible thing that's going to happen? Is it going to? No, it was just a headache and a maintenance issue. And so if you want to replace it all, and you can, I mean, that's totally up to you. Today we're using products like Gastite, which are aluminum pipes with a coating on the inside and the outside. Very much looks plasticky. It's yellow in color, but it's very stiff because it is aluminum, but you can form it by your hands. Of course, they use the galvanized on the outside and the black pipe on the inside. Millions of homes have that, and that's still common. And a lot at a certain era, they have copper. So does that mean you have to bring your house up to code? No, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't have anything to do with that. Nobody can bring a house up to code. So it's really up to you. If you're not having any maintenance issues or anything, I probably wouldn't worry about it. But if you want to slowly, replace parts and pieces, I guess you can. It's totally up to you.
Yeah, they want about $20,000 to do that.
I understand, but that's to replace everything, pull all the copper out. I can tell you right now, if it was my house, I wouldn't do it. Unless I was having some really major problems and all my gas appliances and stuff. I'm not sure what you use natural gas for, but if my furnace quit working and kept going, I was spending thousands of dollars on new furnaces and stuff, or gas valve work and this kind of thing, then yeah, I'd probably go ahead and start thinking about what I'm going to do here. But as far as that goes, if it's everything's working fine, I wouldn't mess with it.
So it was code at one time, but it's no longer code?
There was a lot of copper that was used in gas lines. I tell you where it started to be a problem. In the old days, they would take they would take black pipe, and then they would run the last few feet of a soft copper from the valve to, say, the furnace or the water heater. And today, they use stainless steel, the stainless steel lines. But that's where the flaking was happening, and it was so close to the gas valves that the gas valves are having problems. So they kind of just said, no more copper with what we're putting in the gas here in the Houston area. You can go to other parts of the country, and it's fine.
Yeah, so I guess it's grandfathered then. You don't have to rip it out.
Yeah, there's no law that says you have to take it all out. I mean, there's nothing that makes you do that. It's good that you know. It's like aluminum wiring. It's perfectly fine. It's still code today if you use it properly. If you do the right things, it's very much like the aluminum wiring issue, and that's gone away. You don't see houses burning down from it anymore because we figured out what that little screw connection problem was, and it's all been fixed.
So there's thousands of houses out there with copper gas piping, then, huh?
You are not the only one with copper gas piping. I will tell you that as a true yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, Tom. Great job. Thanks.
All right, calm down. Don't worry about it. And of course, everybody was going to want to sell you a job. I'm going to go on the other side of the fence. Electricians all want to replace copper aluminum wiring because they want to make sure that there's super no problems at all. Plumbers, they'll want to replace it because they want to bring everybody up to code, and they are licensed, and they are supposed to warn you about that. I am a certified lead renovator. They don't really follow that anymore, but it was a thing that the EPA did for a while. And the job of lead renovators, if you did a job at your home, you had to, of course, we were taught how to, be careful when you're replacing windows or anything and test for lead. But the whole idea was to educate the homeowner that you do have lead products in your home. And there's thousands and thousands of homes that still have lead paint and stuff below the surface of the newer paints and things like that. And the whole idea was just to encase them. But if you had any work done, it was up to the contractor to educate the homeowner and give them paperwork and stuff about this is in your home. And it scares people, but it shouldn't. It's just an awareness that you should have. So if you do any more work or you're just aware of new things that change. But if you tried to take every home out there and bring it up to code, and that's why I get so irritated with some realtors. Mostly a lot of home inspectors, when they say, okay, well, this isn't up to code. Well, you're buying a home that was built, let's say, in 1975. Well, the codes were different in 1975. It was up to code, if there was even codes. Now, in the state of Texas, in counties that are not municipalities, it's against the law to enforce codes because there's no one to enforce it. So the people in Austin said, well, if you can't enforce it, then you can't go out and try to enforce it because there's no rules or reason behind it. Now, if you get into licensed workers like plumbers, electricians, HVAC technicians, they are licensed by the state. And if they do any work on anything, they have to, bring it up to today's standards, which is fine. So if they put in a water heater and it has a single wall exhaust, and you need to have a double wall, things like that. Then when they put the product in, or if it's not on an 18-inch platform and it's in a garage, yeah, then you have to do that. So you do improve as you do maintenance on the home, but to just gut a home and replace all the pipes and stuff, no. Same with galvanized pipes, same with aluminum wiring. If you were going to go in and add something to a house that had aluminum wiring, then they would use copper wire. They would use the proper connections. And they would bring it in probably with a copper wire, a number 12, and put some plugs in, switches, lights, that kind of thing. So you don't do – two wrongs don't make a right, but you don't go back and undo what's already done. It would be – as a homeowner, it would be impossible. Home exterior systems, the contractor you call when you want to reside your home. And what are you going to reside it with? Well, they're going to suggest strongly, I suggest wholeheartedly, Hardy siding. But Hardy siding, and everybody says, well, it's just siding. Hardy siding, wood siding, vinyl siding, aluminum siding, and then you have brick, stone. So I'm talking about all the things you can clad your house in. Everything has a different skill set. And so Hardy is by far the best when it comes under the siding category. There's no doubt about it. There's no discussion. There's no debate. It's not there. It just is, and you just... Things are is or they are or they aren't. That's just the way it is when it comes to the building business, and it's just proven with time. You can have new stuff come out, but until it's been out for 40 years, then you don't really want to experiment with your money. So it's just the way to go when it comes to siding your home. Now, the skill set has to be there. The experience has to be there. You want someone who's guaranteed, and you want someone who's proven. And that's what home exterior systems is all about, proven and guaranteed. They are a LEAT preferred installer of the Hardy siding system that is certified by the Hardy Corporation. And of course, I certify them as a certified Home Show Pro right here at Home Show Radio, because I've seen their work. The videos, you can go see it at homeshowradio.com. It is exceptional, and it's proven, and it's guaranteed. So call Home Exterior Systems if you're going to reside your home at 281-407-0880.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Oh, yeah. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. Let's talk to Jerry. Jerry, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello, Tom. I've got a couple of neighbor ladies, sisters that I help out, and
good for you.
They've got a patio entrance area, like a wrought iron gate, and then it's a brick wall, and then there's two openings on each side that's got wrought iron in it, and the wrought iron on the openings have deteriorated. Do you know anybody that does custom wrought iron work?
You know, I do not know any that I could tell you about. I know a lot of guys that weld, but they don't do that kind of work. But any fence company will do that kind of work. So you can start asking about fence companies and tell them, you know, have them come out and take a look at what you're doing, because they always are dealing with that kind of fencing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Very good. Very
okay,
good.
That's,
thank you so much.
That's what I can help you. If I don't know someone really well, and I can say, I've used these people, I know this guy, he's my friend, I don't have anybody like that. But there's fence companies out there that'll do it, and it should be pretty simple for them to come out, and making that is simple, and painting it and then installing it, that's not a problem.
Yeah. If I was younger, I'd do it myself, but them days are
gone. I would say the same thing. I'm not getting on that ladder. I need to call somebody.
Yep. I'm with you. I'm in the same boat you are. Thank you so much for your advice.
You're very welcome. And it's here any weekend you want it. Like my uncle used to say, Uncle Marty. He used to tell me, I'm going to give you some advice. I said, okay. I was a little kid. He said, you can do what you want with it. You can use it. You can throw it in the trash. You can use half of it. It's up to you. Just let me give it to you, and then you decide what you want to do with it. I just look at a little kid, and you're like, okay, Uncle Marty, do I still get my $20 every Christmas kind of thing? He always gave me $20 at Christmas. It was like the biggest present I ever got. Now, you got to remember, it was the 60s and 70s. $20 was big to an 8-year-old kid. It was like a whole year's allowance, which was only a quarter a week. 281-496-5711. TDT is the company you call. In fact, they were down the street from my house. I think it had to be Friday when our Saturday. I don't know. It was this week. It was maybe. It wasn't yesterday. It had to be Friday when I first got in town. Yeah, because I was here all day Friday. I was going back and forth. I flew in early in the morning. And as I drove by a couple times in my Bronco, there's all their trucks. And they're obviously refurbishing some galvanized pipes in somebody's home and lining it with a micro layer of epoxy. And first, they're cleaning them all out. And these people are going to have brand new pipes and not tear up their home. Because TDT was on the job just probably about 10, 15 houses down the street from me. It made me feel good as I drove by. I said, there they are. I hope they called because they heard on my show. It's one of my neighbors, of course. I don't know who. They're a little bit farther down the road than I probably would know. But I might know them when I see them. I don't know who lives there. That's not my business. But as far as it goes, it's TDT's business to make sure your pipes are clean and running clear. And if you have old galvanized pipes and you're getting leaks or you're getting rusty water or you're getting low water pressure, you're getting all of the above. And in this neighborhood, it would be the old 60s and early 70s Pittsburgh pipe. It just needs a little TLC. And you can have that done when you call TDT. That's right. Texas Drain, they will take care of it for you. They have the system that we say other plumbers told me not to do that. Why? They just said it's not good. You need to repipe your home. And I will say, you know why they said that? And you'll say, why? And I'll tell you. It's because they can't offer you this system. It's proprietary, like many of our certified home show pros. You just can't get it other places. They don't have access to it. TDT, they're one of the originals. I think they were the original in this town. And I think there's one other plumbing company out there, and that's it. So go with the original, go with the one with the longest warranty, go with the ones who I know, at least if you listen to the show, I know are the best. It's TDT. Find out more about it. Go to homeshowradio.com and look at their website. Look at the videos. You decide. I know my neighbor down the street decided, and they made the right decision as far as I'm concerned. Made me proud in my neighborhood of Huntwick. That's TDT.
Got a question? Ask Tom on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom. How are you today?
Hi, Tom.
Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Enjoying your show.
Hi, Tom. I had a question.
Home Show Radio. Home Show.
.281-496-5711, and we will talk today. Let's talk to O'Hare. O'Hare, you're on Home Show Radio.
Howdy, Tom. How you doing today?
Doing very good, sir.
Good to hear it. So, my name's Connor, and I'm about 20 years old now, and I'm working at Chick-fil-A at the moment to kind of get the work experience, but I'd like to know, what's your recommendation on trades, like, with upcoming trends? And what would be a good skill to get into today?
Are you looking for long-term?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The licensed trade, are you looking to stay in the state of Texas? Is this your home? You want to pretty much hang here or do you want to travel?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then I would tell you plumbing or electrical. Now, you start off as an apprentice. And the first years, you don't make as much money as, say, if you were a welder. But welder is a short term. It's not an old man's game. It's a young man's game. And so you have to make a lot in a little bit of time, and then you can kind of cut back, and, you know, you have to cut your work schedule back, and you have to travel a lot. But when you get into the plumbing and electrical trades, we don't have enough. And in the state of Texas, with the growth we have, you're always have work. If you are going to handle this as a professional, you start as an apprentice, you work a couple of 3 years, you end up getting your journeyman's license, then you can make a really good, solid living, and then if you want to become a master, and then you can even open up your own company, be a subcontractor, you can really make some real money. And I've got plumbing friends of mine in their 50s that sold their businesses for millions of dollars. So it's really a solid, solid trade. Out of the two, me, I would personally be an electrician if I had to do it all over again, because there's no limit to it. And you can work in the industrial side, you can work in the commercial side, you can work in the residential side, you can do a little bit of both depending where the work is. And with plumbing, it's pretty much the same, but with electrical, you have more choices. So My personal would be electrician. Out of the two, I would choose those if you want long-term and you really want to grow in, as a professional in the business.
So, and my other question is, I was siding with you on electrical. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Mm-hmm. Where would I start?
You live in Houston, and you're going to stay in Houston for now. I would probably tell you, first off, you can go to the website here in the state of Texas. I don't know exactly what it is. You can Google it. And you can go ahead and apply to be an apprentice electrician. They're going to do a background check. It's really simple to get your apprenticeship certification to become an apprentice electrician. Then you want to work for a master electrician somewhere, because you need like 8,000 hours of work to apply to be able to take the journeyman's test. So that's the first step I would do, is I would go ahead and become an apprentice just online. You could do it today and have it done and very shortly. It's not a lot of money. It's just your first step. So anything you do from now on can go towards your apprenticeship, go towards your journeyman hours. And then there are schools, there are apprenticeship programs, there are I wouldn't say unions, but there's organizations that you can go ahead and Google here in town and contact them to find out what would suit you best. A lot of them will get you work immediately, and then you start working inside the organization. Like the Brotherhood of Electricians would be one that comes to mind. I forgot the exact name of it, but that's how you would start. If you want to go to some of the colleges, I'm not sure what programs are out here in Houston now. I'm working down in Brownsville. You can try it. San Jack has got a great program. I'm not sure what part of town you live in, but they've got some programs out there I do know of that I would recommend.
All righty. Well, very, very helpful. I really appreciate
when
that.
You have that apprenticeship certification, a lot of the electrical companies will hire you on as starting as a helper, so you can start making some money, and then you can go ahead, and that's the most important thing. It's not a lot of college. It's a lot of work experience that the state wants, so you can move on, which is good because that gets you right into the workforce.
And that's kind of more what I'm looking for. I appreciate that.
You bet. If you have any other questions, call me and I don't have all my information in front of me, but if I'll look it all up. And if you want to, I tell you what, email me on at homeshowradio.com, and I'll talk to my electricians at my college I work at and see what kind of information I can put together for you if you want to do that.
All righty.
Okay.
I will have to do that.
Yeah, I'll talk to old Joe Leal here in town. He's the smartest electrician I know, and he taught for me for years at Houston Community College. So I can get you information and be more concise on what we were just talking about.
All righty, Tom. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. I appreciate it very much.
Good luck. And remember, when you get in the business, don't embarrass us old guys. You are now a professional, and you will act like it.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
You wear your hat on straight. You tuck your shirt in. You present yourself as a professional. I give this talk to all my people. And you will make us all proud. You watch your language, and you don't go into Whataburger with mud all over you. You put a fresh pair of shoes on because somebody's got to clean up your mess, and you're going to give us a bad name. That's how you have to approach this, and you will be very successful.
Absolutely. You don't got to worry about me, boss. You have a
Thank
good
you,
one.
O'Hare. You betcha. I like O'Hare because I'm an O'Tynan. That talk I just started, and I have a lot longer talk, and I'm going to be giving one tomorrow morning to about 15 potential people that are going to become industrial insulators in a program. It's a two-week program, and a company named Brand Safeway is going to hire them all at the end of that 2 weeks. That is a talk I'm going to give them. When they come into my place, I don't want to see their underwear. If I will throw them out of class, and they're just going to have to go somewhere else. I'm supplying scholarships for these people. If Brand Safeway, this is a little example, and then I got to move on here. Brand Safeway will give them a hat when they get hired. And I see these guys put the hats on backwards. I see them put them on crooked. I said, you ain't a gang member. Remember whose name is on that hat. That's the person that's going to give you a paycheck. And if you disrespect it, first off, they should fire you immediately. I would. Secondly, you're going to act like a professional. You're going to act proud of who you are. And you're not going to – and what really gets me is you guys, they cuss all the time. And I've had arguments with – I didn't have arguments. It was a one-way argument, and they better listen to me or they can go home and play video games. They're not going to have a profession through my program. But you will watch your language, and when you go into a public place, and I know you've been working in the mud all day and everything else, in your car you will carry a fresh pair of tennis shoes. You will take those muddy boots off. You will put those tennis shoes on before you track inside. And you know why? And this is what people need to understand. I know I'm a little hot here, but I'm going to go. And then we'll get to our next break. But there is somebody who's going to have to clean your mud up off that floor when you go into a Whataburger, wherever you go. Somebody's got to do that. Somebody's got to go into that bathroom and clean up the mess you left. And you know who that's going to be? Somebody's mother, maybe. Maybe your mother. Maybe your father. Maybe your uncle. Maybe your sister. Maybe your brother. And you're going to leave a mess like that for somebody else's sister, brother, mother, or father? Boy, when they start thinking about that, that somebody left a mess like that for their mama, think about it. You don't do that in the business. All right. Got that off my chest. One of the things I really like is the hardy siding. Have you noticed? If you listen to the show, you are going to know that hardy siding, as far as I'm concerned, is the best siding you could ever choose for a home in the Gulf Coast area. Now, if I was doing this show in Minnesota, which I wouldn't, I don't want to go, it's too cold, for one thing. But if I was, I would tell people the same thing. Freezing weather. Hot weather, rainy weather, snowy weather, sleety weather. I like sleet. Sleet is something nasty, man. I don't want any of that. But you get into that kind of stuff, this siding holds up to all of it. But what's the toughest two areas in the country, the two toughest areas, the one that's really nice to live in and one that I probably wouldn't shake a stick at, one is up in the Washington, Portland, Oregon area, Seattle to Portland. No, I'm not going to live there. Texas. All up and down the Gulf Coast, I'm going to live there. I've chosen to finish my life on this giant planet right in this area. And those are the two toughest areas in the United States of America, which still exists today, unlike some other people don't want it to, but it does. And it has hardy siding as their number one markets. Why? Because it's the best siding out there. There you go. It's all about siding for me. It's all about home improvements. It's all about being a professional. And they are professionals. That's why they have elite preferred installers that they certify to put on their product. And you can find one by going to homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
I just got a text from my Sergeant Stanton. Bravo. I'm in Bravo Company with the 2nd Brigade, 4th Battalion. I was there last night. And apparently after I left, the sergeants and Lieutenant Svedenko, who is my lieutenant, who just got me my promotion, I want to thank him very much. He's a great, great officer, has reorganized platoons and squads. I'm now assigned to the 1st Platoon. And Sergeant Stanton, who I've known a long time, is my new sergeant. Sergeant Stanton, I can't call him sir, and I can't salute him because he's a sergeant. He works for a living, too. All right. We're going to move on, and we're going to talk to Gary. Gary, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to share with your listeners. Recently, we had to get my father's house ready for sale, and we had an inspection done and needed a new roof. And we called Ideal Roofing, and they did not only was their bid lower, but their work was really fantastic. So I would encourage your listeners to go to your webpage if they need work done on their house.
I appreciate that very much.
I've been a long-time listener, and my brothers, when we first came across this problem, they said, wow, man, who do we call for this, and who in the hell can you call for a roof? And I said, man, you guys don't listen to Tom Tynan on the weekends, and they're like,
yeah, thanks.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So they all think I'm smart now. So, yeah, we had everything done, and I'm actually getting ready. I'm building a new house, so I'm getting ready to call Aquatex to put in a water. They're going to put in
a water
softener for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, I've listened to your show for the last 20 years, and I've learned a lot like the other listeners, but I did want to share that they did a fantastic job. They put a whole roof on the house in a day, and almost just a full day, they did the whole job. So I want to thank you for that, and I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that very much.
All right, Tom.
No, we want y'all to keep listening. I need to work. I'm not going anywhere. This is my nucleus is Home Show Radio in Houston, Texas. It is my nucleus. I like to spread out a little bit with my professional stuff, but it is where I am. All right. Mueller Steel Buildings has a building for you. I saw something the other day about barn dominiums. Well, you can call it a barn dominium all you want. It's a clever name, and it's a sales tool. And we have a video with Mueller Steel Buildings about a barn dominium that they built, but it all wraps around the steel building. A steel building is a great building, and Well, you can get some pretty bad ones, too. You can get some garbagey ones. I saw one kit once that was delivered to someone's home, and they were just supposed to bolt it together, and none of the holes lined up. And no, it wasn't the operator. They just didn't send it, so they had to re-drill all the holes. That was the answer from the company. I'll just re-drill all the holes. Really? And then dented panels and stuff. Just hit it with a 2x4. No, I want my panels right. I want my holes drilled in the right spot. I don't want to have a bunch of holes there we're not using. I have to caulk them up. And that's not the way you get a new building. You get a Mueller Steel building made in America, made to last, as far as I'm concerned, for almost 100 years now. And hopefully I'll be doing the show. I'll be able to say they hit their 100-year milestone, and it's going to be pretty soon. I think they're only 4 or 5 away, but 100 years almost ago, Mueller Steel Building started here in the state of Texas. They're still here today, and they're still made here today. Through good times and bad times on the economy, they made their stuff here in America. And, in fact, they've got some plants, I do believe, now over the border into Louisiana, because they do cover Louisiana, Texas. I think they're going to go into Arizona and stuff. There's some other areas they're hitting, and Oklahoma, too. But Texas is the nucleus for them, I might say. 33 sales and service locations around the state. 4 close to you here in the Houston area. 1 is down in the Rosenberg area, Conroe, Bryan College Station. And, of course, if you're heading out towards Louisiana, you got one out in Orange, too. That's right. It's all in those around this area. Those are 4 out of 33. Imagine, when I drive around the state, and I do quite a bit to go to different places where I'm working, I'll see their buildings all over. They always have that good orange front. Reminds you of a Whataburger. It really does. It's almost the exact same orange. In fact, I think it's Corpus. You drive by one of their facilities there, and there's a Whataburger right next to it. And it's like, wow, their big front entrance has that orange roof on top, and so does the Whataburger. So anyway, it's a great place to go, and not people in California can't do it. People in Florida can't do it. People in New York can't get a Mueller Steel building. Maybe they could. I guess they could ship them up there, but they wouldn't come all the way to Texas to do it. You get them in Texas. That's right. Made in America. Here in Texas, their nucleus is where they are. I guess we could say made in the Republic of Texas. Not yet. Anyway, Mueller Steel Buildings. Check it out.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified Home Show Pro.
Home Exterior Systems. Hardy Elite Preferred Siding Pros you can trust. Trifection Kitchen and Bath. Bringing together form, function, and fit in every project. U.S. Pool Builder. Building your custom backyard oasis so you can relax, retreat, revive.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
This is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. We're about to finish up this second hour. We're going to start a third one. So I'm going to clear this hour right now. Call me at 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. We're here to answer your questions. You have some projects you're going to do today, or y'all watching football? Or maybe a little bit of both. How about a little project around the house? I always say, fix it. You got a loose doorknob? Get a screwdriver. Fix it. You have an upstairs, downstairs? Leave a little bit of some tools upstairs. Leave a little bit downstairs in a drawer somewhere. Then when you say, oh, I need a Phillips head screwdriver, you don't have to go all the way out to the garage to get it. You can have a little, you know, emergency toolkit right there upstairs. You can hide it somewhere. Put it down the back of the cabinet in the bathroom or something. You'll find a place for it. Find a drawer that, well, you might not be able to find a drawer that's not used because of the way you live. You just store everything in drawers so you don't see it. That's what drawers are for, so you don't have to see your junk. All right. Well, find a junk drawer for a few tools and fix the doorknob. Fix the little door stopper that the cat broke. Do that stuff. It's okay. You don't have to always buy stuff. You can just go around and see a cabinet door that's got loose screws. Hey, I talked about it yesterday. How do you get a loose screw? You take the screw out because the hole's kind of walled out. You take some Elmer's glue and you stick a toothpick or a wooden match in there, stick it in the hole, break it off, do it until you can't get any more in, and then set the screw back. It's going to sit nice and tight, and that glue's going to set up, and you won't have to worry about it anymore. And if you do have to take it out someday, the screw will come right out. Don't think you're gluing it in permanently. It's not epoxy. It's just little Elmer's glue and wood sticks. Little, you can use toothpicks or you can use a matchstick. It's okay. But fix things around the house. Don't let them go because you're going to get in all kinds of trouble. Windows. Had a call yesterday about windows. He said, well, I have 22 windows in my house. I want to replace 14. I thought to myself, first thing, and then I can get on why he was going to do this, and it made sense, his reasoning. But if you're going to replace windows in your home, do them all so it matches. It's better for the house. It will look funny if you don't do them all, unless you have a stained glass window or something that's, you know, a decorative window. But all the operable windows and fixed windows, make sure the frames all match, the colors all match, all that good stuff. And so just do them all. And Gulf Coast Windows can help you make that happen. They've got ways to do it. Talk to them. Talk to the salespeople. If you're going to replace windows, replace them all. If you want to replace 14 and not 22, they'll certainly do that. In this case, it was because of the golf course. They were talking about noise and I think golf balls and stuff. I'm not sure what it was all about. But as far as that goes, they can handle it. They have a window for everybody. They have all kinds of different windows. So when it comes to window replacement, that's when you call Gulf Coast Windows. Aluminum windows, wood windows, vinyl windows, hurricane glass windows, they have all the options for you. And the only way you'll find out about it is to call them and talk to them. That's what they do. They don't do siding. They don't do roofing. They do window replacement. Give Gulf Coast Windows a call at 713-849-5454.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9.
How much water should I give the grass?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.